Dallas-Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Good News Show. One of the, well, the second to last Good News Show of the year. And so things are winding down here at the office, and we hope you're doing well. Hope your third week of Advent is going well. And my name is Dave Palmer, along with Cecil Anderson, our North Texas assistant, and joined in studio, Tom Centeri is our Fort Worth general manager. I asked him if he'd come in during the first half of the show today, because we're just going to kind of talk about some things now that things are kind of winding down. And we had the Share-a-thon a couple of weeks ago. We've got car raffle coming up. We've got a lot of fun events to tell you about that are going on, and Advent traditions. And so I'd also love, as we discuss some of these things, if you feel like you'd like to call in and share any of these things with us as we talk about it. I'll tell you all the broad topics, and then you can just feel free to pick whichever one you want to talk about. And if you call in, I promise we'll put you on right away, regardless of the order of what we're talking about, because we don't want you to have to kind of wait for 15 minutes until we get to your topic. Phone number 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. Second half of the show today, being that it's the third Monday of the month. And typically on the second Monday, we have the CPLC Catholic Pro-Life Community segment. But last Monday, we were all off because it was not only the Monday after Share-a-thon, but also was the day that we celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. So we were like double off. We were really off that day, okay? Not just off. We were double off. All right, so that's let me tell you the broad topics, then I'll bring Cecil and Tom into the conversation. We're going to talk about Share-a-thon. So if you have any memories of the Share-a-thon that, you thought were kind of interesting, I'm going to play one bit of audio from one of the funnier moments that we've had in a Share-a-thon in quite some time. Car raffle is coming around the corner. I know there's a few people out in North Texas that have won the car raffle. I don't know that any of you are listening right now, but if you have any car raffle memories, you can call in. Advent Christmas traditions. All right, so what do you do at home during the Advent season in particular? And also, do you do anything at Christmas? We were talking about this, my family and I, last night, because we like to watch Christmas movies, and we're running out of time because there's only like a little over a week to go before Christmas. And my wife said, well, just watch them after Christmas. And I said, it's just not the same. You know?
It's the Christmas season, actually.
Yeah, I know. That's the irony of it.
I know. We always are rushing to get everything done before Christmas. And we're forgetting that we can actually do a lot of the Christmas things in Christmas tide.
Yeah, I know.
When you actually can like breathe a little bit, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know why, and I hate saying this, but it's not the same. There's the anticipatory feeling of approaching Christmas, and then once it is over, even though you're now at that point in the Christmas season, it almost seems like everybody in the culture has just forgotten about it. Now they're looking forward to New Year's Day, and yeah, I don't know. I know it's not right, but it just feels different, but maybe we can change that, Cecil.
Yes, I think we
can. With this show. And also, I'm very interested in events. There's a couple of them that I'm going to point out. And I know when Frank and the CPLC team come on in the next half hour, they've got some big events coming up between now and the new year. And of course, the big one in January with the rally that commemorates the, Roe v. Wade. Marks Roe v. Wade and the demise of it, of course, the ending of it. But Frank will tell you all about those CPLC events that are coming up. And let's see. So that's pretty much it. So if you want to join the conversation, you're very welcome to do so. 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. And Tom Centeri is in studio as well. Tom, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Cecil. Great to be with you guys.
How many weeks have you been with the GRN now?
It's been about a month and change. So okay. It started November 4th. So
yeah,
not too long.
And you've been through a Share-a-thon now. You're about to experience a car raffle.
Yeah, the Share-a-thon was amazing. And car raffle, I've been on the volunteer side, but not on the other side. So I'm looking forward to that side of it.
And, you know, it seems like the Share-a-thon was so long ago. It was only a couple of weeks ago, but we haven't been on the air with a show like this in order to officially thank everybody who did support it, who prayed, who promoted. I know a lot of people did a lot. And in the end, you know, like 20 minutes before the end of the Share-a-thon, we hit the overall goal, which is amazing to me because the Share-a-thon, 5 days, 12 hours a day, that's like 60 hours. And to hit 100% funding, like, 59 hours and 40 minutes into it is just amazing in the way that it timed out like that. But we did hit our overall goal. So thanks for that. And, Cicel, any particular memories of the Share-a-thon that stand out, or do you take any calls? Or I know you got sick. I
mean, the Share-a-thon was a little bit different for me. I was out sick for about 1.5 of the days, so that was a little bit different. I missed our volunteer day, which was so sad. I was able to be there for Monday with our volunteers, but not on Thursday. I'm trying to think what some of my highlights. It was a really beautiful Share-a-thon. We had I just saw a lot of. I feel like we had quite a few new donors from across the area. Mm-hmm. What I was seeing. So I thought that was really beautiful to see, and just how on board everyone was with trying to help us get to that full funding on the last day, especially was really awesome. Just seeing people coming from, you know, all different areas of the Guadalupe Radio Network, reaches. There was just a lot of people coming together, just donating whatever they could. It was like, there was a lot of beautiful, like $5 donations, and then some really beautiful larger ones as well.
And I got to say that about Cicel is that Cicel is so good with our volunteers. And our volunteers come in. We typically have 6 or 7 of them at a time, typically on Thursdays, but now we've added Monday afternoon. So we've got 3 different shifts, so to speak. And there are times when there aren't a lot of calls coming in and the volunteers are looking for something to do. And when Cicel's here, she just is so good with them, and she does little videos and games, and we have gifts. And of course, this being the Christmas Share-a-thon, it was extra special. So Cicel was out on Thursday, which meant that me and Tom and Joe had to do our Cicel imitation. It took 3 of us to be Cicel's. But I was very happy that you were there, Tom.
It was great to be there, and it very difficult to fill Cicel's shoes, but I was very impressed by the overall experience because it's just a special group of people Monday night and then also all day Thursday. Before the Share-a-thon, I was thinking, man, it's got to be tough to fill these slots. But then having sat with everybody there that night and then the morning, I thought, man, this has got to be a hard slot to fill because everybody was excited, and there was a certain sense of synergy. So you could sense Cicel's absence with some of the activities, asking about her, and so hard to fill that void. But the volunteer base they're rock stars, and it was great to be around them because it felt like a special small community that I know you're together for 7 or 8 hours, but that you can learn so much about people in that time. So.
Yeah, and a lot of them keep coming back. We always seem to have a few new ones, and then there's kind of a core of about 10 people that probably do 3 or 4 of these each during the Share-a-thon. They're allowed to take Share-a-thons off, but a lot of times they just keep on coming back, and we're so grateful for them. All right, so there was a moment during the Share-a-thon that I thought was so funny, and it ended up really paying off quite literally. And let me set it up because I haven't heard this audio. I asked Cicel if she would pull it, and of course I lived it originally, but then I haven't heard it since then. So what it is, Tom, I think you know what I'm leading up to here is that whenever we get an Archangel donation, when I'm on with Toya in particular, but of course anybody that I'm on with, but Toya and I have this tradition of when we get an Archangel, I do a fascinating fact. And it goes all the way back to a guy with Ave Maria who has since passed away, Nick Tom, who had, when he was doing Al Cresta, who also has passed away, his newscast, Nick Tom would always do the fascinating fact of the day. So I totally ripped it off Nick Tom, God rest his soul, and I would do a fascinating fact. And some of these lend themselves to really funny moments, right? And we've had these moments over the years when, I don't know, for some reason, particularly when I'm on with Toya, it just gets really funny. So this one, we got a, it was Friday morning. No, it was actually Thursday.
It was Wednesday morning,
Wednesday morning.
Because
okay.
What happened was, it was the hour that I was feeling very sick Wednesday morning. And Dave, you got delayed coming in. And so I was on Matoya for the first 30 minutes. And then afterwards, I went to my office and just kind of contemplated my existence and why I felt so badly, waiting for my doctor's appointment, basically. And Dave jumped on the air with Toya, and it happened in that time period.
Okay.
And so I missed it when it was live. But then... You will explain what happened later on.
You were
on.
Having an existential crisis.
I was laying on my office floor.
So what it is sometimes I have to kind of set up the fascinating fact. And to you know, and so...
That's actually where most of the problems I feel like come from,
I know.
Dave.
So the fact itself was that the actual fact that I was trying to get at is that a blue whale, which is a very large mammal, you know, in the sea, has veins inside it that a human person can swim through. Okay, that's the fact. And so that's what I was trying to get at. So in trying to set this up, I'm making a connection between, first of all, Toya, like in the past, I remember, I mean, because I've worked, you know, GRN for many, many years. And I remember Toya, she was always a big swimmer. You know, she would go wake up early in the morning and she'd go to the Y. And so I've always associated Toya with swimming. Okay, so that was one connection I made. And then the second one was just saying, hey, you know, you're familiar with this particular creature, and that's where it all kind of fell apart.
It does.
So listen to the audio, and then a Friday morning, something beautiful happened that I hopefully redeemed me, because and Toya's my boss, as you know, she's all of our boss, right? And so when you get on the air and you do this, it's a good thing I have a great relationship with Toya. Let's just say that. So here's the audio. This one, you're a swimmer, right? I know. I always associate you with swimming. You enjoy swimming, right?
I do. I do water aerobics more than I swim.
Oh, okay. All right. So.
So maybe that's why you think swimming.
Okay. This just blows me away. You know, there's the blue whale, right? It's a big, big, big mammal.
Are you insinuating something?
No. No. Good.
But, do you really want to go down this path,
no.
Dave?
No. Oh gosh. No. Let me. Okay.
Just remember, we're on air, Dave.
Some blood vessels in a blue whale are actually big enough for humans to swim through. I mean, isn't that amazing? So,
as advice to anyone listening right now,
don't
ever start a sentence to a woman with a whale.
I know. Oh gosh! And once I got into it, I was like, Dave.
I just love Dave's wheezing.
And I was really the only one laughing, and I was like, I don't know, because Toya and I are not in the same studio, okay? Like Tom and I and Sissel and I are all night. She's somewhere else, so I can't see her. Okay, I can't really see how she's reacting to it. So anyway, so that was that, and that was Wednesday, and Sissel was getting sick and having an existential crisis, and I'm almost getting fired on the air. No, I'm kidding. So then Friday morning we get this interesting $5,000 anonymous donation from Midland, and the guy wasn't even Catholic.
No, he's Protestant.
Mm-hmm. And he obviously was being blessed by Catholic radio. He said, I've only been listening for 6 months, and you know, the station is really blessing me. And then he points out, and he said, oh, and I thought that moment with the blue whale thing was hilarious, and I couldn't stop laughing.
After so many years of Dave's fascinating facts, they finally paid off.
in a big way, right?
I was in my office listening Friday morning when that donation came through, and I saw it come through, and I was like, blue whale, what happened? So I had to pull up that audio, and I was cracking up going, how did I miss this? It was so funny.
Yeah, don't compare anyone, particularly a woman, particularly your boss, to a whale. That's the lesson. Yeah, Tom?
I was listening to that, not when the person did the donation, but at the time when you were telling her about it, and I was saying, just tell Toya that she's the only one qualified to go through that vein. Just bring it home, bring it home. And I'm like,
that would have really been the nail.
And it's an interesting fact. I mean, but I think we'll let that one rest. But anyways, good moment. And the other thing is, Sissel is one among her many, many duties. She is responsible every year to find the bloopers, not only here locally, but all the entire network. And, thankfully, we have a lot of bloopers, especially here in this market. And so
we are on the air for 12 hours like a day. We are broadcasting for those share-a-thons. Everyone's tired, and the silliest things come out of your mouth sometimes when you're like hour three on the air.
Did you find some others from that?
There's a few share-a-thon. I mowed down. I had my noodle moment, so that's another one that's been remembered.
Oh, that was great. Tell them about that one.
Yeah, I'm on the air with Sammy. Also, another one, our boss, the president of the GRN. I'm on the air with him on Friday, and I'm still, kind of getting over my illness, so I'm still struggling to speak and everything, and I'm just going, I'm on so many medications to feel better, and I am confidently saying, because we're talking about pushing the needle, reaching full funding by the end of Friday, and I confidently said, push the noodle.
Yeah.
Really confidently, and I thought, and I couldn't even like cover up, because I immediately went, push the noodle. Like, what is this? And then from then on, for the rest of the afternoon, coworkers were sending me pictures of noodles. Oh my goodness, Dave, I never told you this. I got a text from Sean Rice, our VP of development. He texts me Friday evening, and he says that a deacon in San Antonio is eating spaghettis in my honor that night.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh. So it's taking on a life of its own.
It's taking on a night. So,
but did he call in a $5,000 donation?
I don't know if he did that, but hey, I'm just saying that I don't know about that. I think that's the obligation now, that if you like something we say on the air, you have to call in $5,000.
And that one's going to live on, because every single share-a-thon we're going to be talking about
pushing the needle.
And so
I'm going to accidentally say it again.
And Mario caught that audio too.
He did. He had it on loop in his office. I heard it when he called me, and I thought, oh gosh, this is really, really bad.
So great moments from the share-a-thon. Tom's so cool and collected and composed. He had no fumbles.
Just wait a couple more share-a-thons, Tom. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Your moment will come, Tom, okay?
I think I was really close on the you're out there comment. I think that was the closest one to fumbling.
Yeah.
Is it? I know Dave that you're out there. I'm going to find you. Wait, no, don't say that. Backtrack.
No, I love that you said that, because it redeemed me for being made fun of so much. So, all right. So anyways, bottom line is, even though we're talking about some funny moments, thank you all sincerely. Thank you for the support of the Christmas Share-a-thon. It was awesome. And we hit the overall goal, which means Catholic Radio is going to continue at least till the spring Share-a-thon, right? Let's real quickly, because I got several things. And if you want to call in and talk about Advent traditions or, anything, events coming up, 877-757-9424, 877-757-9424. All right, car raffle is right around the corner.
Technically, I already had the soft launch.
Yeah, you're right. The soft launch started last Friday, and that means that we sent the email blast out. I'm sure people have already bought tickets.
For sure. We kind of like to do this before Christmas, so that if anyone is looking for a stocking stuffer, a gift for your family members, maybe those people who are hard to buy for, you can buy a car raffle ticket.
All right. So you can go to grnonline.com/raffle. And I know it's a Mercedes-Benz, and not to put you on the spot, but Sissel's been working on the graphics for the last, 2-3 weeks. What exactly, what kind of car is it?
Can you describe it? For sure. It is a 2025 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250. So it is a compact SUV again. And I believe, I need to double check on this, but I believe it's going to be a white one. You can go online. There's a list of all the specs that you can download. Actually, it's a PDF on all the rules are on that website, the grnonline.com/raffle, and you can go ahead and purchase your tickets now. We also are really trying to push the paying it forward this year, like we started last year, where you buy a ticket for yourself and then buy a ticket for a friend or family member, maybe for your pastor, for a deacon at your church, an educator, first responder, anyone in your family that you'd like to gift one to. So you can go online and do all of that and see all the pictures.
And it's a great stocking stuffer, because when you give it to it, it's like the gift is a potential. I mean, obviously the tickets are just pieces of paper, but what it represents is not only the chance that the person you're giving it to gets to possibly win a Mercedes-Benz at the end of February, but also that you've supported Catholic Radio, and so it's a double blessing to give this gift. Yeah, Tom?
I would lose sleep over this if I didn't mention it, but you do also get an opportunity to text the word raffle to 345-345, and the reason I mentioned that is because I was kind of the text guy on the Share-a-thon. I was mentioning that a lot.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's a new thing. And when we go out to parishes, they can when they come up to the table afterwards. And do we still need the QR code, or we just have the options?
No, we'll have all the options. We're just trying to come up with as many options as possible to make it easy for people to be able to buy their tickets. So obviously, come after January 1st, we're going to be hitting the ground running, Dave, and going to a lot of parishes for the first 7 weeks. But you can also, we'll try to update you on where we're going on this show and other means like social media and stuff like that. But you can always buy them online or text, like Tom said, raffle to 345-345.
Yeah, and the earlier this year in 2024, the first 7 weeks of the year, we were at 41 parishes. And so that's somewhere between 6 and 7 a week on average. And so it's going to be pretty intense. And then, of course, with Tom joining us now, we can probably even get to more parishes, because we got another full-time person and a lot of volunteers that are helping us as well.
Oh, yeah.
<It's gonna be fun>.
All right. Advent Christmas traditions. Can we each share one?
Share one. Okay.
Share one.
That's a lot of pressure.
And this is something that just doesn't happen very much anymore, but we go Christmas caroling. Mm. And we're going Monday the 23rd, and I sent a text out. I live in a cul-de-sac, so got about 10 houses on the cul-de-sac, right? Including our friends, the Heinens, John Heinen. And I sent a text out to all of them, said, hey, Monday the 23rd, we're going Christmas caroling, and if anybody wants to come over to the house afterwards and, you know, have a bite to eat or some, you know, eggnog or whatever, you know, come on, you know, afterwards. Guess how many responses I got back?
None.
No. Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, seriously?
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, we'll see.
The day is young.
People, I think, are freaked out by caroling. I mean, I don't know. They just, I mean, some of them will do it. We don't want 100 people caroling. You know, that's a little intimidating, 100 people in front of your house. But if we have, you know, 15, 20 people, it's kind of fun. Do you ever carol, Tom?
I have in the past. In my youth ministry days, I would go with the youth that I was ministering to. But as a family, we have not done that. So that's a great idea.
All right. Yeah. So in our neighborhood on the 23rd, we're going. Yeah, Monday night. So do you have a tradition you want to share?
Yeah, we it's really between two, but I'm going to go with the Christmas lights, because near where we live in Arlington, so Interlochen has a great community that does Christmas lights. So we'll go after dinner time, and then we're looking at the lights in the area, and it's wonderful. And then when we are done, then we just go back home and lift them up and take them to bed. So
yeah,
all the kiddos. But yeah, it's
I bet
a Christmas
they love
lights.
That. Yeah,
yeah, they look forward to it.
You ever heard of Daystar?
Daystar
is a Protestant TV network, okay, really close to our house, over at 121 and, like, I don't know, Hall Johnson or something like that. And they light up big time. And people, I mean, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of people drive through and look at it. It's pretty cool.
What's it called again?
Called Daystar, and it's very close to our house. We go every year, and they do a great job. I mean, to their credit, they do a great job. And they have the little nativity scene and things like that. So now Sissel is Miss Tradition.
Yes,
okay,
I am.
So Sissel, you've got to limit it to one.
I know, that's the problem. I've been sitting over here agonizing over this.
Which are the ones to do?
Yes.
If you have to do two, you can.
No, well, I will go with, we also like to do caroling if we're able to, but so I won't say that one specifically, but because we like to deliver cookies and carol, so we like drop, because if our singing's bad, we at least gave them cookies. It's kind of our strategy. We call it the Canderson cookie caboose. It's really fun.
Oh, wow.
But we'll be doing that this week. But one of my favorite things that we do is something that we do with our parish. And we just did it this last weekend. And we have something, it's called the Giving Tree, where our parish puts tags out that everyone collects, and they either buy the item that's on it, and it's for like a kid or for an elderly parishioner who's at homebound or who's in a nursing home, and then you bring all those gifts back, and then some of the ladies from the church put them together and make them look really nice in baskets and in gifts. And then one Saturday, families and groups from the parish come and take those gifts and go deliver them. And the idea is, not only do you get to deliver them, you get to speak with the person that you're giving them to, and bring some little Christmas cheer, maybe sing a little bit again if they want you to. We have been refused for singing, and that's okay. It's understandable.
Oh, really?
So my young adult group did it, and I've done it every year for the past 9 years. So we organized our young adult group to go now. So about 9 young adults on Saturday got up, and it was really, it's just such a beautiful joy. We did nursing homes this year. So, I just love talking to some of these people. And the first, we split up into two groups, and we were downstairs in the lobby of a nursing home, and those, you know, one lady we're giving her the gift to, but she's sitting with her friends, and another lady's like, "Are you going to sing for us?" And we're like, "We can, sure we can." And another lady gave some of the guys in our group a hard time for not wearing Santa hats because the girls were wearing Santa hats, and one lady literally made the guys put on the Santa hats in front of her, and it's just so much fun just to be able to talk to them, because more often than not these are people who get forgotten and not visited very much. So
it means that's a lot. That's awesome. So all right, well, thanks. And then let's move into, we're kind of running out of time. I'm just going to put it up. Everybody out there that's listening, we know you're out there. Tom knows you're out there. I know you're out there. Certainly there's somebody that can call up and share either a tradition that you do with your family, or else some event that you know that's coming up. Because, you know, I've got my daughter coming home from college, and we've got, you know, 3 kids total. You know, everybody wants to make memories. Everybody wants to do kind of special things. And we're going to talk about a few of the events coming up here in just a moment. But if you want to tell us about a tradition or an event that you're planning on going to between now and Christmas, or even between now and the New Year's, in between now and Epiphany, let's include the entire
candle
Christmas
mass.
Season.
Like, let's go all the way.
Oh, is that the February 2nd one? Yeah, that's okay. 877-757-9424. We talked about this the other day. Do you keep your lights up till February 2nd?
We do. Yeah. It's been something we've kind of got rolled out the last couple of years, and that's a tradition, is keeping it up longer, and also trying to decorate as close to Christmas Eve as possible, or decorating a little bit at a time until Christmas Eve. And some of it's preparation and being on the ball with Christmas, and some of it's, well, we just don't have our act together. So we'll see in February.
I don't have my act together. We don't have Christmas lights up. We do have our Christmas decorations inside finally up, but that's it.
I got a great tree on Saturday, put the lights up on the house Saturday, but they're not on. I don't turn them on until Christmas Eve. Okay. I've tested them, you know, just make sure they're all right. But I love having them up there, but not on. I don't know. It's just something cool about that. Okay. So, events coming up between now and Christmas. And the first one I want to talk about, and Sissel has actually these spots that we're going to play, that I did an interview recently with Stephen Barmore, who is the headmaster for Chesterton Academy of Fort Worth. I know you were in on that interview as well. They got a lot of stuff going on, Chesterton Academy in Fort Worth. And one of them is, what is it called? It's called like Lessons and Carols. Lessons and Carols. Mm-hmm. And this is the spot which will kind of, this sounds like
I'm
a lot of
fun. I'm playing it right now.
Oh,
I thought I was playing it during the break. I'm sorry. Give me 2 seconds and I can get it set up for you.
Yeah, I was just going to.
1 second. Let me get it.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I was just going to kind of play it during the segment, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem. Just give me 2 seconds.
Would you rather we just say they're going to play during the spot set?
No, that's fine. I got it now. Fine. I got it.
Okay. All right. So here's the spot.
The Festival of Lessons and Carols is a service of scripture and song that dates to the late 19th century. The Chesterton Academy students invite GRN listeners to a Festival of Lessons and Carols service on Thursday, December 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Chesterton Academy in Fort Worth. The evening includes dinner and listening to 9 scripture lessons that recount the fall, the promise of a Messiah, the incarnation, and the Great Commission to preach the good news. For more information, visit ChestertonAcademyFW.org.
That sounds like a great event. I mean, a good spot, by the way, too. Gracie did a great voicing. Of course, Cynthia wrote it. Sissel produced it. I did nothing.
Dave promoted it on the air, and he got the information. So I think we're doing great.
That's true. I did the interview, right?
So. I think Felipe and I merged the music and edited it.
Okay.
I think this is one of our training spots that we did.
I removed Sissel from the accolades there. Sissel didn't do anything.
Hey, I had to train, though.
That was a big task.
So I don't know. That sounds, and they're going to have like food. And
this is something a church I grew up to used to do like every Sunday in Advent, even though we didn't entirely do Advent. It was really fun. It's beautiful. You would read a scripture verse, sing a carol, read. It was great.
Yeah.
So I think people will really enjoy this.
The other event I want to talk about is this. This blows me away. You know, I guess it was this past week I had Mosango Osong, and then his the gentleman who works for him, Andrew Babb, and they're talking about this event that starts next Thursday and goes through. Is it? Yeah, next Thursday? Yeah, next Thursday. No, next Thursday is Christmas. It's this Thursday.
This Thursday,
yeah. Yeah, it starts this Thursday through Sunday. Yeah, this Thursday through Sunday. And it's called Christmas Joy Park. And it got like 26 acres in McKinney. It just blows me away that they're pulling this off. I mean, snow slides, Christmas lights, bounce pads, nativity scene, St. Nick, Christmas marketplace. They've got over 60 vendors. Hayride. I mean, they're doing a lot. And this isn't a huge organization either. And Paul and I really would love to go to this. And we're planning on it next weekend, or this weekend, I should say. And so here's the spot that kind of explains it. I'm sure you've heard the spot, Tom, but this thing is going to be a pretty big deal. It's not free. You got to buy tickets, but we do have tickets to give away for kids. If anybody wants to bring their kids, I can give you complimentary tickets, but you got to pay for the adults. So here's the spot.
With the holiday season drawing near, it is never too early to start looking at what activities you plan to do as a family. Christmas Joy Park is a one-of-a-kind event that blends the faith and fun of Christmas into one enjoyable experience. Parents and grandparents are invited to bring the whole family to make unforgettable memories together. From December 19th to the 22nd, come out for live music, a walkable trail of lights, a marketplace, pageant, and you might even catch St. Nick. All this at Myers Park in McKinney. Learn more at ChristmasJoyPark.com. That's ChristmasJoyPark.com.
Sissel did have.
Are you in need of
one.
Commercial or residential asphalt and paving projects, such as?
Listen, okay, we
nothing like Elite Asphalt for those Christmas events.
Yeah, okay, whoops.
If you're in need of that, come out to the park in McKinney. We got you covered.
So, anyways, that's a pretty cool 4-day event, and Masango said next year they want to do it for 30 days.
Whoa.
Masango is an amazing person. I mean, that he's pulling this off. And so, anyways, cool event. They're sponsors, and recommend you do that. And it's also going to be very Christ-centered. I know, because I know Masango, and I know, you know, where his heart is, and it's going to be a real cool event. But I mean, it's open for everybody, and everybody have a great time. But they've got like artificial snow they're bringing
out
there.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's going to be awesome. And a snow slide, too, on top of that.
I wish they'd just pass by my house and just, like, dump about, you know, 6 inches of artificial snow.
Have a white
snow.
Christmas delivered
to
you.
Right on my yard. Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
All right. Okay, so that's that. I think we're out of time. But thank you, Tom, for joining us on this segment.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And thank you, Sissel, as always. And so we've got Frank and his team with the CPLC, Catholic Pro-Life Community, coming up next. And they're going to talk about their Empty a Manger event on the 23rd. Also, he has with him his Youth for Life coordinator, Carmela Falacci, who is going to be with him as well. Of course, Susan Platt will have the legislative update. So quick break, and we'll be back with the CPLC segment right after this. If you've been blessed by what you hear daily on the Guadalupe Radio Network and would like to make a lasting impact on the future of our media mission, then please consider La Promesa Legacy Circle, which has been formed to recognize our dedicated donors who make long-term commitments through gifts from their estates. If you would like to learn more about making a legacy gift for the benefit of the Guadalupe Radio Network, please call our friends at the Catholic Foundation at 972-661-9792 or email info@catholicfoundation.com.
The Festival of Lessons and Carols is a service of scripture and song that dates to the late 19th century. The Chesterton Academy students invite GRN listeners to a Festival of Lessons and Carols service on Thursday, December 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Chesterton Academy in Fort Worth. The evening includes dinner and listening to 9 scripture lessons that recount the fall, the promise of a Messiah, the incarnation, and the Great Commission to preach the good news. For more information, visit ChestertonAcademyFW.org. Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company and want to explore options that align with your faith and values? There is an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful Catholics that never fund immoral medical services such as abortion and transgender surgeries. Prices start as low as $85 per month for a single and $512 for families. Call 844-719-2356 today or go to joinshs.com, a sponsor of the GRN.
The Guadalupe Radio Network welcomes new sponsor, Saint Candles. Founded by music executive to comfort a friend diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, the Saint Candle Collection has grown to more than 25 candles. Each modern candle is handmade with a prayer coin inside and dedicated to a patron saint. Saint Raphael for healing, Saint Philomena for children, Saint Anthony of Padua for finding love, and many more as well. To see what Saint Candles are available, visit saintcandles.com. With the holiday season drawing near, it is never too early to start looking at what activities you plan to do as a family. Christmas Joy Park is a one-of-a-kind event that blends the faith and fun of Christmas into one enjoyable experience. Parents and grandparents are invited to bring the whole family to make unforgettable memories together. From December 19th to the 22nd, come out for live music, a walkable trail of lights, a marketplace, pageant, and you might even catch St. Nick. All this at Myers Park in McKinney. Learn more at ChristmasJoyPark.com. That's ChristmasJoyPark.com. Are you in need of commercial or residential asphalt and paving projects? The GRN welcomes Elite Asphalt as a sponsor of KETH 910 AM. They support Catholic apostolates across North Texas and beyond and would like to speak with you about the various solutions they can provide for your next project. At Elite, they can't be beat for the same quality. They can be reached via phone at 817-961-9882, 817-961-9882, or online at eliteasphalt.net, eliteasphalt.net.
We are back. This is the Good News Show, and it is December 16th. Hard to believe that we are only about a week and a half away from Christmas, actually about 9 days. I mean, wow, amazing. And as we typically do on the second Monday of the month, we have the CPLC segment. We're so happy that they're sponsors of this station. And of course, we've just worked so closely with the CPLC for many, many, many years. And so Frank Gonzalez, Director of Marketing and Communication, is here with a very special guest. And also, we're trying to get Susan Platt on the phone. I don't think we have her yet, but we will. I have absolute confidence. So, Frank, happy Advent to you, and thanks for being here. Good to see you.
Happy Advent to you, Dave. We're really happy about the season that's upon us now, and you were just talking about traditions and everything like that. A tradition for me and my family, also because of my heritage, are the Christmas tamales. so that's
had some last night. Yes.
And it was because yesterday at St. Monica's, my parish, on the third Sunday of every month is when our Knights of Columbus Council sells burritos and sausage. But yesterday the Catholic daughters who had been taking pre-sale orders for tamales were doing all the they were fulfilling all the orders after all the masses yesterday. So it's like, yep, you know it's Christmas when it's tamale season. So
now tell me, what is the tradition? Because I love tamales, but what do they have to do with Christmas?
So, well, what it is the going back in the history of Mexico, the tamales were traditionally a poor person's food.
Yeah.
And so the poor people of Mexico really didn't have, they couldn't celebrate Christmas with, you know, with hams and big feasts and things like that. So they had to make do with what they had. So a tamale is just basically made with cornmeal and whatever meat was available. In this case, pork meat. And they would season it, and then they would use the corn husks, and they would create, and they would make their meals, their celebratory Christmas meals with that. And so traditionally, it's something that's always made year round, but it became really prevalent as far as because it's a process to make them, and it's not just something you can whip together pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So it was it became more of a Christmas tradition as families would gather together and have what they call tamaladas, which are big parties where people would get together and they would make dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of these to share with family and friends during the holidays. So that's really kind of the background of it. And, it's a great tradition. I mean, I remember growing up and usually a few Saturdays before Christmas, we would gather at my grandmother's house, all of my dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
And aunts and uncles and cousins and everybody would get together. And as children, we'd learn how to make tamales. And then Christmas Eve, we'd all gather again at my grandmother's house, about 80 people in a house built for about four people. And it was an amazing moment and to spend with your family and your cousins and your friends and just eat an incredible meal.
Thank you for sharing that. We love tamales. I had no idea that there was that much of a backstory to them. Our parish sells them also typically this time of the year, all the way from like Thanksgiving to like Super Bowl Sunday or Epiphany. So, all right. Great. I know you came for more than to talk about tamales and traditions, but thank you for sharing that.
Sure, no problem. And we do have Susan Platt on the line, as we always do, to kind of start us off with prayer. So, Susan, if you wouldn't mind leading us with prayer.
I would be glad to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, source of life, open our hearts to see and desire the beauty of your plan for life and love. Fill us with your Holy Spirit so that our love will be generous and self-giving, and we may be blessed with joy. Grant us great trust in your mercy. Forgive us for not receiving your gift of life, and heal us from the effects of the culture of death. Instill in us and in all people a sense of the sacredness of every human life. Inspire our efforts to protect and care for the most vulnerable, especially women who are pregnant and their unborn children, the sick and the elderly. Strengthen us in the hope that with you, nothing is impossible. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who by his cross makes all things new. Our Lady of Guadalupe, protectress of the unborn, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, terror of demons, and defender of life, pray for us. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susan. I have a quick question for you, Susan. Obviously, we're towards the end of the year, and I know 2024 has been such a monumental year in terms of respect life and the pro-life cause and things like that. But we've got a new administration coming on in January. Where are we? What are we looking forward to in the new year with this new administration and where the pro-life cause is going?
Well, we'll see what happens with what the new administration does. We do know that they are pro-life. Right now, what we have is abortion pills available in all 50 states. Whether they are banned or not, but in Texas, it is illegal to have abortion pills. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a suit against a New York-based doctor who illegally mailed abortion-inducing drugs to a Texas woman, violating the Human Life Protection Act and multiple other Texas state laws. Now, the suit alleges that Dr. Margaret Daly Carpenter, who's licensed in New York and co-founded the Abortion Coalition for Telemedicine Access in 2022, prescribed abortion drugs to a 20-year-old woman from Collin County, resulting in the death of the unborn child and serious medical complications for the mother. She had hemorrhaging, for one thing, that required emergency treatment. The Human Life Protection Act authorizes the Texas Attorney General to bring a lawsuit against violators for at least $100,000 per violation, and he is seeking damages in the amount of $250,000 in this case. And Texas law also, and I quote, prohibits the distribution of abortion-inducing drugs through courier, delivery, or mail services and telemedicine prescriptions from out-of-state doctors who do not possess a full Texas medical license, close quote. So we'll have to see what the Supreme Court does. I'm sure they'll get this case immediately, and we'll see what happens with that. We'll be following this case and praying for a good outcome.
Praying, that's always the thing. Just to pray for our legislators, pray for our new president, pray for the outgoing president and the administration that's going to be leaving office too. And excuse me, so that, you know, a change of hearts happen and the change of what how people view abortion changes and hearts are frozen, hearts are thawed and melted. That's what we're shooting for.
And
thank
with,
you, Susan.
With this new Health and Human Services, they may be looking at the FDA's ruling on abortion pills, since there are so many problems with them that women are having. It's very dangerous. And maybe they'll do something about replacing the regulations that were removed by the Biden administration.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Hopefully that comes to pass. Now, today is the 16th, and coming up in a week, Susan, we have a very special event that we want to invite everybody to come out to, and that's our Empty Manger Caroling and Prayer Vigil. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yes, this has been our tradition for dozens of years. This is something that the Pro-Life Action League in Chicago has helped distribute information about, and they also post listings for different states, different cities that have the empty manger caroling. We gather peacefully and prayerfully outside. We used to be outside the abortion centers, but since there are closed in Texas, but we still have Planned Parenthoods that are open. We'll be gathering outside the Addison Planned Parenthood Abortion Referral Center on Monday, December 23rd at 10:30 a.m. The address is 4551 Beltway Road in Addison. We gather for prayer and song around an empty manger. It symbolizes both the hope that new life can bring as well as the emptiness left behind when an unborn child is killed by abortion. And we have almost every time we have been out there for empty manger caroling, we have people that have stopped to talk to us, ask us why we are there, or to show us God loved them, the children that they have with them, that they thought about aborting, but because there were people outside of the abortion center, they decided against it, or they got help from a pregnancy help center. So it's the, although we don't have abortions in Texas, we have these Planned Parenthood centers that refer women to out-of-state abortions, or also will help them find out where they can get abortion pills illegally in the state of Texas. So it's a beautiful witness. We get together with other pro-life people to sing together, to pray the rosary, and it is just a tremendous way to start the Christmas week.
Yes, it is. So if you want more information about it, we want to encourage you to go to our website, prolifedallas.org/prayerful-hearts. But, I mean, it's right off on the homepage there. There's a link for it. So just go to prolifedallas.org, and you'll find the information. Again, for next Monday at 10:30, December the 23rd, 4551 Beltway Road in Addison for the Empty Manger Caroling and Prayer Vigil. And families are welcome to this. It's not just for adults. This is a family event. A lot of kids will be off for school, and this is a great way to teach your children more about the truth of what's going on with these facilities, but also to be able to, as a family, come together and pray for the children that are missed, and for the children, hopefully, that will be saved as well for all families and children.
Absolutely. And families are such a great witness to life. But we do want people to check our website to see about directions for parking, because we are not supposed to park on the street, but we do have information leading you to a parking lot that is just a couple of minutes walk to get to the Planned Parenthood Center.
So again, go to prolifedallas.org for more information. Now, Susan, then as we move into the new year, into January, the big event for us is going to be on January the 18th, which is our annual pro-life mass, and then the North Texas Rally for Life, which will be taking place downtown at the National Shrine Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. We'll come back to you in just a second, Susan, and talk more about those events, but I want to bring on Carmela Falachi, who is our youth outreach manager at the Catholic Pro-Life Community. She's been with us for about 6 months. And Carmela, quickly, just kind of give us a little bit of your background and what it is that you're doing at the Catholic Pro-Life Community. I know there was an article written about you in Texas Catholic recently, so give us a little bit more of your background.
Sure. So, like you said, yeah, thank you so much for having me on. So, as you said, I just started about 6 months ago, very excited to be with the CPLC. Before that, I was a teacher for a year, but what really got me interested in working with the pro-life movement was throughout my experience, you know, being a teacher, being on the core team for a youth group, I really saw that a lot of the youth I was working with, these middle schoolers, young adults my age, they were really desiring to be listened to and to be shown that they had inherent value and dignity. And that really inspired me to join the pro-life movement to share that message that all life is worth living, even even, you know, middle schoolers, high schools, that they have inherent dignity and value to their own lives. So that's kind of why I joined CPLC. But yes, so as the youth outreach manager, I am blessed to be able to meet with the youth ministers throughout the diocese, learn about their ministries, what they're like, their challenges, their triumphs, and basically help them with the resources that we have to offer. We have speakers, we can give talks for the kids on different things like the dignity of life, character, things like that. We also have volunteer opportunities, different ways for kids to get involved and see how they can make an impact themselves. And yes, I was blessed to be able to be interviewed for the Texas Catholic recently and spread the message on this new approach that we're taking, where we are trying to really focus on the joy and beauty of life at all stages for everybody, and trying to spread that zeal for life to everyone we encounter.
So just if you're a youth minister, if you're active with the youth ministry at your parish, if you're just interested in maybe volunteering to help with CPLC's youth outreach, Carmela's the person to go to talk to see how you can help, to see how CPLC can come to your parish and help you make a difference with the youth at your parish. So what's the easiest way for people to contact you?
Sure. So people can contact me via email at youth@prolifedallas.org or via phone at 972-267-5433. And I'd be happy to get in touch with you, get to know you better, learn how you'd like to get involved, and help you be a part of this amazing movement.
Okay, so now we're going to go back to January the 18th, which is our the pro-life mass, the North Texas Rally for Life. But you also are coordinating a special event prior to the pro-life mass. They're also at the National Shrine Cathedral. So tell us about that youth rally that's happening at 8:30 in the morning on January the 18th.
Yes, so I'm very excited to be hosting that Youth for Life rally at 8:30 a.m. at the National Shrine Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It is for students in 6th through 12th grade. We will be having an amazing guest speaker, Father Mark Garrett. He runs the vocations for the Diocese of Dallas. We will have some great activities, some fun refreshments, some hot chocolate. It'll be a great time. So kids 6th through 12th grade can attend either with their youth group or with their parent or guardian. So I invite everyone 6th through 12th grade out to our Youth for Life rally. It's sure to be a blast.
So again, that's from 8:30 to 9:30 at the National Shrine Cathedral on January the 18th. And then immediately following that, we'll bring you back, Susan. We're going to have our pro-life mass immediately followed by the North Texas Rally for Life. So tell us a little bit more about each of those, Susan.
Oh, okay. I do have a question for Carmela. Do people have to sign up for the youth event, or can they? Do they just show up?
That's a great question. So there's no registration required, but if you go to our website, prolifedallas.org, there is an RSVP link just so that we have a rough head count for refreshments. So thank you so much for bringing that up. Yes, there. So you can go to our website, prolifedallas.org, to find out more information about the Youth for Life rally in general, and also to RSVP.
Oh, that's wonderful. I am so excited about the youth rally and also about our mass and North Texas Rally for Life. We'll have a bilingual pro-life mass scheduled for 10 a.m., so you'll have plenty of time between events. Bishop Burns is our primary celebrant, and Auxiliary Bishop Kelly will con-celebrate, along with Father Jesus Belmontes, who is the pastor of the National Shrine Cathedral. After mass, we'll have the North Texas Rally for Life. It's an ecumenical rally that CPLC has held for 21 years now, in partnership with Kylene Wright and the Texans for Life Coalition, and Terry Schaff, the Respect Life Coordinator at the Respect Life Office at the Diocese of Fort Worth. And Terry is our Mistress of Ceremonies this year. Well, immediately after the pro-life mass, we'll have Matachinas that are performing at Crockett and Flora. And this year we're going to have a stage outside set up at the tee of Crockett and Flora, and we'll have some of the streets set off. People can park underneath the cathedral, but they'll need to park at the Pearl Street entrance. We'll have people there, Knights of Columbus, there to direct you to the proper parking. And after the Matachinas finish, we'll have praise and worship music by For His Glory, which is a beautiful wonderful musical group that's just on fire for the Lord, and they love to sing and praise his name. And then we'll have Bishop Burns open us up at 12 noon, open us up in prayer and giving a welcome to all the pro-life people that are there. And please pray for us to have great weather. We can brave the cold, but we really like it to be sunny that day, if possible. We have a wonderful keynote speaker this year, Patricia Sandoval, that you may have heard of. She's an international pro-life and chastity speaker who shares her story, her conversion story. She had three abortions. She worked behind the hidden doors of Planned Parenthood. And for nearly 3 years, she lived as a homeless drug addict. And her story is just the epitome of Christ's saving love and mercy, and his desire to bring to this world the hidden dangers into light for healing. Patricia's also written a book about her life entitled Transfigured, and it's been translated into several different languages. And she also hosts a weekly television program on EWTN Español called Pro-Life Report. So we're thrilled to have her as our guest speaker, our keynote speaker this year.
And then there's an old friend, I guess, of the Catholic pro-life community is going to be one of the speakers. She's also a weekly host, I believe, on the Spanish GRN affiliate here in Dallas. And that's Aurora Tiarina. She's going to be speaking as well, isn't she?
Yes, we're just delighted to have her. Aurora is such a prayer warrior, and yes, she's on the KJON with Celebrando Vida, La Vida. She started her pro-life ministry in the Diocese of Dallas in 1984, and also joined the board of the Catholic Pro-Life Committee when it was first formed in 1993, and was the Spanish ministry director at the Catholic Pro-Life Committee of North Texas. She is just tremendous. She was honored by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. They gave her their People of Life Award, which is given to Catholics who have answered the call outlined by St. John Paul II in the Gospel of Life by dedicating themselves to pro-life activities and promoting respect for the dignity of the human person. So it's quite an honor because of their significant and long-time contributions to the culture of life. And Aurora is a perfect recipient for this, and she's going to be with us and to stir the hearts of the people that hear her. And I'm just thrilled that she was able to schedule to join us. We also have Megan Roos, who is the Southern Campus Formation Coordinator for Students for Life of America. And Megan is young and on fire. When she was 16, she saw an Instagram post about how many babies were aborted every year. And that just stirred her heart. And she decided she needed to become involved in the pro-life movement and became involved with various Students for Life of America events, from political canvassing to founding a pro-life student organization. Now she's based in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and Megan helps students in Texas and eight other states to start Students for Life groups on their campuses. And then for our closing benediction, Pastor Bruce Edwards, who is the pastor of Gateway Baptist Church in Mansfield, is going to close us in prayer. So it's going to be a tremendous rally, and we're so looking forward to it.
So again, that's going to be on the morning and midday of January the 18th. We encourage everybody to please put it on your calendar and join us in downtown Dallas, starting at 8:30 a.m. with the Youth for Life rally that Carmelo talked about, and then immediately followed by the Pro-Life Mass at 10 o'clock. And then the Rally for Life, the North Texas Rally for Life, immediately following that at around 12. So it'll be an action-packed day on Saturday, January the 18th. We encourage everyone to go to our website, prolifedallas.org, for more details on all of these events and to participate with us, as well as join us next Monday the 23rd for the empty manger prayer vigil and caroling outside the Planned Parenthood Referral Center in Addison. Again, all of this information is available at prolifedallas.org. And we hope everybody on behalf of the Catholic pro-life community has a wonderful Advent season, a very Merry Christmas, and a prosperous 2025, a Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank and Susan, and also Carmela. Great job. Great job. Is this your first time you've been on the radio?
Thank you. Yes, this is my first time.
Yeah, so poised. And I was just like, wow, she looks like she's been doing this for her whole life.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for your support of wonderful groups like the Catholic Pro-Life Community. Again, as Frank said several times, go to prolifedallas.org, and you can find all the information about all the things that they are talking about. Don't forget about the car raffle. The soft launch has already started. We're going to have a show on January 2nd where we'll be talking about paying it forward and the car raffle. It's a really very important raffle for us to keep things going here at Catholic Radio for the first few months of the year. Thanks to Cicel Anderson for running the board, and that's going to do it for the show. We'll have top of the hour and then go right into call to communion with Dr. David Andrews right after this. God bless you, and thank you so much. Oh, by the way, no show next Monday. We'll all be off. Okay. We'll see you in 2 weeks.